The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3. Best of your money.
So the personal information of nearly 130,000 Singtel customers was stolen after a recent data breach of a third-party file sharing system. Singtel has completed initial investigations into this breach and established which files on its Acelion file transfer system were accessed illegally. We know that the personal information taken includes customers' NRIC numbers, a combination of their names, dates of birth, mobile numbers, and addresses. So what exactly happened that allowed this breach to take place? And if hackers did get their hands on similar information, what could they do with it and how can you mitigate the risks? Dexter Ng is Chief Technology Officer of Privacy Ninja joining us live. Dexter, how did this breach with Singtel take place? How did it happen?
Okay, hi. They're actually using this software for internal file sharing between the external stakeholders and also within the organization. And this product is actually 20 years old and is provided by Acelion. And, you know, a product that is 20 years old is already almost end of life. They actually already released a new product, but there are companies like Singtel still using it. They did not change to the new product because they probably do not want to spend money on the new software.
Right. So this is a third-party file sharing system. Acelion, yes. And that is provided by a U.S. company and is 20 years old.
Yes, this one. Correct. This product is 20 years old, yeah. Correct. So there's a lot of companies like Singtel actually using this old product and they also suffered the same breach.
I know you don't want to get into technical details, but what exactly happened? Yeah. Did it happen by itself? Did somebody go in and, you know, manipulate this Acelion FTA system? What happened?
Okay, so hackers use a combination of four different zero-day attacks, which is zero-day attacks means vulnerabilities that are not being shared to the public and being used by all these hacker groups. And they use these vulnerabilities to try to get into the system. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what happened. And so a new upgraded system would guard against this? Even Acelion's upgraded system would be able to guard against this, do you think?
The newly updated system definitely mitigates this current zero-day attack, but there will always be new ways to come in, especially via this kind of supply chain attack. So it could not only be Acelion, it could be any other third-party softwares out there that the organization is using.
Okay, I'm sure organizations use a lot of different types because what Singtel was using Acelion for was to share information internally, right? And with external stakeholders and organizations as well. Help us understand what information was actually stolen.
So there was a combination of stuff being stolen. There's names, IC numbers, date of births, mobile phone numbers, and also addresses of the customers.
And so what can be done with this information? What can a hacker do if he has my IC number, my date of birth, my bank account? And what can I do if I want to mitigate risks if I am a victim of a hack that has led to the exposure of such data?
Yeah, so what the hackers will actually do is they will actually sell it on the darknet. And then other types of hackers or other kind of financial organizations, financial crime organizations will actually buy the data. Then they will try to do impersonation scams, try to do phishing attacks against the victims, and also it could lead to other kind of financial scams, like maybe they will send you a fake Singtel bill and then ask you to pay for it.
Right.
And some of them will actually pay for it.
Gosh, okay. What do you think other companies can learn from this Singtel episode?
I think many companies actually always try to protect themselves, but they actually forget about they're actually using a lot of third-party softwares and also third-party vendors or partners, and they allow access, they allow the partners to have access into their system. So these are actually the loopholes where they should actually do some audits and do some third-party audit checks or risk audit checks.
This will
actually help them.
Risk audit checks. Now, given work from home is going to continue this year, how do you think, what can individuals do if they think their network security has been compromised? First of all, how would I know that's happened?
I think most of these individuals are actually not tech-savvy and also not cybersecurity trained, right? So the best is, the most basic way is for them to install a software firewall onto their devices on their computer, so that anytime a software tries to connect to the internet and you are not actually using that software, it means there's something fishy really.
Great insights.
So that's what I'll recommend.
Thank you very much, Dexter. Dexter Ng is Chief Technology Officer at Privacy Ninja, helping us understand what happened with the breach. Singtel said personal information of nearly 130,000 of its customers, including the NRIC details, were stolen after a vendor's file sharing system was breached.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.